Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Pol Pot's Piss.
Pol Pot's Piss.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pol Pot.
Pol.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I don't know who Pol Pot.
Pol Pot.
He's a character in the Dead Kennedys song.
Right. He's a dictator from somewhere in East Asia. Where the fuck was he? I gotta look.
I'm sure it's not pertinent.
It's important.
Okay. Sorry.
Cambodia, duh.
Oh.
In the song. Holiday in Cambodia. Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Cool Parents Podcast, already in progress. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Time.
Time? Like Country Time Lemonade?
I come from Time.
Oh.
Thyme?
No.
Country Time Lemonade.
No.
Okay. Is this like a Loki thing?
I don't know what this is, to be honest. Okay.
Tom DeLonge said that the aliens come from time.
Well, he's not wrong.
I was going to say, yeah.
Technically.
Well, so, interdimensional. Sorry, yeah. I'm going to let you finish the introduction.
Oh, no, it's cool. Who are you?
I'm David Prescott.
David Prescott, yeah. A.K.A. Dave.
Yeah, I prefer that.
Yeah, except I didn't hold on to that. I kept with David for a while.
That's fine.
So me and David go way back to elementary school. When he was David, and then he got too cool for David.
And
he became Dave. Hi, Dave.
Well, growing up in my household, I was David because my dad's also David.
Oh, right.
So I couldn't. He's Dave.
Yeah.
But then I guess when I reached a certain age, I became Dave.
You've become the Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a rite of passage kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could have just done what I did. Because I'm Kevin, my dad's Kevin, but I was just like, fuck that, I'm gonna be my middle name. What would you be? What's your middle name?
Michael.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
I'm not a Michael. Is it?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people whose middle name is Michael.
There's a lot of Michaels in general.
Yeah. Michael is a common middle name for
Douglas.
Boy. And then Marie. I feel like there's a lot of Maries from middle names.
There's a lot of Anne and Ray.
I don't buy that.
It's true. It's a fact.
I don't want to see census data.
I mean, you talk to any white woman, and that's her middle name, one of those.
That's fair.
So we got Dave here today joining us to bring us some spookiness, a little spookiness to the early spooky season.
Uh-oh. Don't say that. I'm sick of it.
What?
Spooky season.
Ghost-tober.
I'm fucking done with that.
Ghost-tober.
I'm getting mad about it.
Spooky
These
season?
Fuckers are going to make me hate Halloween. They're going to do
Which
it.
Which fuckers?
Instagram. Everybody on there
just don't TikTok. Go on there.
I just deleted it. I'm over
if you
it.
Can't handle the heat, you get the fuck
I
out
can't
the
handle
kitchen.
Anything I don't want to talk to anybody.
That's fine.
Or do anything.
That's your prerogative as an American.
They're just gonna ruin it for me in the end. Well, eventually, you know,
I wouldn't let that happen if I were you.
True. Halloween is starting to become like the new Christmas. It's coming 5 months too early.
Yeah,
I don't care. I like it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I like fucking spooky things like spiders and fucking bears, rhinos.
Cobweb. Rhinos. Yeah, I mean, we all love mummies.
Yeah, sure. Crypts.
Draculas.
Crypts.
Yeah. Sand people. You know, Star Wars. Tatooine.
Yeah.
Spooky season's canceled due to lack of hustle.
I don't know. There's a lot of hustle out there. It's not easy setting up a spirit Halloween in an old Staples.
Yeah. Or setting up the 12-foot tall skeleton that everyone gets from Home Depot.
That's true.
I got one in my backyard.
Do you really?
I didn't buy it, but I got one. my landlord has one. I came home the other day. I saw a big 12-foot skeleton.
And your landlord has horns from what I understand.
He does.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. His landlord has horns.
Yeah, he's got horns.
Like,
listener to the show, Fido. Shout out.
Fido?
Fido.
Shout out.
Shout out.
We love your horns and we love the thing in your backyard.
Yeah.
Represent.
Represent.
Okay, so
hold on. Does he really have horns?
Yeah, he's got like
the dermal implants.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the main reason we got Dave here is of course that he's a friend of ours and we wanted him here and he's in town. He's from Philadelphia.
I'm from
Philadelphia.
He's from
the bell. Yeah. And
that bell's not even good. It's got a fucking hole in it.
Yeah, it's a pretty shitty bell.
Yeah, I know. I know. They could have patched that up so many
times.
They're
really obsessed with Ben Franklin there, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Why? He's a punk.
What's he from there or something?
I don't know. None of them are from here. They're all from England, and they came here.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works.
but we also got a story to listen to.
Yeah.
Dave brought a story. He's got a podcast. So why don't you pitch your podcast?
All right, so my show is called Cryptid Cocktail Party. And do you want me to tell you the concept of it so the listeners know?
Yeah,
if they
don't,
or I feel like a lot of them probably already know.
Probably, yeah.
But basically, the concept is that I'll go out and find different like one-off cryptid stories, and then I will tell my friends who either don't know anything about cryptids or are just mildly interested in it. We have a few drinks, get a little buzzed, and then I'll tell them the story to get their genuine reaction. You were on it one time.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, we did the Enfield Monster with you.
Yeah. Who is Danny DeVito, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about the Enfield Monster, and I brought up the Murfreesboro Mud Monster, also known as the Abominable Swamp Slob.
Right. That should have been the brought to you by.
The Abominable Swamp Slob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. But I looked into it, and I lied to you, and I said only one person saw the Murfreesboro Mud Monster, and it wasn't just that two-year-old boy that drew the picture. But I found something I think is equally as ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this, and I'm sure you guys are going to say no, but are you familiar with the terrible flying jelly bags?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's a Swedish thing.
That sounds Swedish.
It's like a Swedish sex thing.
Oh really?
Wow. No, but do you want to hear the story?
Can it be?
It could be.
Okay.
We'll hit up, what is it, Evil Dragon or whatever?
Yeah, Bad Dragon.
Bad Dragon, yeah.
BadDragon.com.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's you get spunked on by an abominable swamp slob. That's where you go.
That's right.
Get your fix.
All right.
I just want to speak directly to manscaped.com as well. Just sponsor the show.
It's time.
Like, I cut hair.
Can you niche down a barber's license to do like pubart?
No.
No?
I'm sure somebody has.
Or is that like an esthetician, whatever, like a beautician type thing?
That's actually a good question.
You got to go to a specialty place.
Special school in Greenwich Village. To learn that particular craft.
It's a little hard to find whatever dumpster my mom's living in. You know? Jesus.
specialty. Do you guys want to hear about the terrible flying jelly bags?
Fuck yeah.
She's a swamp donkey.
she's an abominable swamp slob.
Just like Donkey from Shrek.
He's not from the swamp.
Yes, he is.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, on December 20th, 1958, a couple of Swedes named Hans Gustafsson,
of course,
age 25, and his buddy Stig Rydberg, age 30, were heading back to Hans's mom's house after a night out on the town with their ladies. As the pair traveled the quick trek back to Heisenberg from, I don't know how to pronounce this name, but Swedish, but I'm going to say Hoganas. Sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hans was forced to slow down his car to a crawl due to an unusually thick and soupy fog that pretty much obscured everything. Now, finally, around 3 a.m. near the village of Domston, they decided to pull off the side of the road to stretch their legs and take a quick roadside piss. That's what they said. I didn't add that in.
A quick pole pot piss.
Just a quick pole pot piss. But as they were taking turns pissing on a tree or crossing streams or whatever, they noticed a weird glow coming from the trees about 150 yards away. And being young and then presumably all fucked up because it's 3 a.m. They're coming back from the bars with their ladies and it's like the middle of the night.
They drive drunk?
That is Swedish, I assumed. I feel like the laws over there are real loose about that.
Yeah, they encourage it over there.
Yeah.
They do.
This is also the 50s. I don't even think there were probably drunk driving laws then.
No. Oh, Sweden didn't even have cars yet.
I looked up what kind of car it was, and it was like a weird, what they call it?
Oldsmobile.
No, it was like a weird minivan that wasn't a Volkswagen bus, but I think it was half gas powered and half like steam powered or something.
What?
Like
that.
It was like a
train.
It was like the KMW combo vehicle or something like that.
What?
I looked it up. Because KMV, the company, like what it spells out, like the full word, is like steam powered. I don't know how true that is. I could be making this up, but that's what I found out.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, as they're walking to the source of the light, they stop by a no camping area in like no camping in this area sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they spotted the source of the light. It was a 3-foot-high, 15-foot-wide saucer that they said was, quote, made of a peculiar shimmering light that changed color.
Wow. Oh. It was a, what's the Bob Lazar thing that he said he has? Element what?
Oh,
Element
yeah.
69.
But this is like, so far, this is like a really boring story. It's just like every other UFO thing. But this is where it gets like really fucked up. Now, before they could really like take in what they were seeing, I'm sure seeing a UFO would probably like kind of shut you down for a minute.
Not me.
Yeah. No, the two suddenly found themselves surrounded by 3-foot-long undulating jelly blobs.
Yes.
That Rydberg described as looking like a protozoa that was bluish in color and hopped and jumped like globs of animated jelly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so...
was that a choo-choo jelly from Zelda? Or,
no, they look like... Because someone drew a picture. You remember in... is it Sesame Street or something like that? Or they just had the two eyes and then like they were just like draped carpet aliens.
Yep.
They kind of, that's what it looked like. Without the eyes. Yeah,
I fucking love the yip yip.
So before they could really take a read of the room, the jelly swarmed over Rydberg and Gustafsson, engulfing their limbs inside their surprisingly tough gelatinous body.
What?
With their quote, suction-like force, the jellies started dragging them back to their ship, while other jellies did what the two described as some sort of macabre dance around the ship and around them as they were being dragged back to the ship. they also said that they were stinky. They smelled like a mixture of ether and burnt sausage.
Oh, wow. That's kind of what I imagined.
There's two very distinct smells.
That's
though.
All of Europe, I think, right?
Especially at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, the men, obviously frantic, tried to escape, but as soon as either of them got an appendage loose from one, another one would just, latch on.
It's too late.
Rydberg tried punching one, but he just ended up getting enveloped all the way up to his elbow in jelly. Finally, Rydberg was able to get free and made a mad dash for the car. Looking back over his shoulder, he saw that Gustafsson wasn't so lucky. Gustafsson could only watch as his friend ran away, leaving him to be swarmed by these jelly-like creatures that are now engulfing him up to his abdomen. So they're just he's fully in.
Oh, wow. You're on your own, bud. You gotta wear this fucker as a skirt from now on.
And they were pulling him so hard that he's horizontal to the ground, and he's holding on to that no camping sign.
Okay. The one that's sucking him. Is hovering?
It's a they float. They don't.
They're floating. None of them are touching the ground.
None of them. They have no way to do. I don't know.
No foot.
Yeah, it's like
I remember the first time I was sucked by a jelly man.
Holding on for dear life.
I also gravitated to this story because my wife has been watching a lot of all anime now. For some reason, is I died and now I'm reincarnated as.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So there's one where there's a kid as a jelly farmer. And then there's one where he just is reincarnated straight up as a jelly.
Yeah.
So this was in the.
Yeah, sentient jelly.
It's a big thing now.
It's a big thing, yeah.
It's weird.
We did a segment a couple of times where we read the descriptions of shows on Crunchyroll and try to figure out what the fuck they were about. And I remember at least half of them were jelly related.
All the names of anime now just sound like old Fallout Boy and Panic at the Disco song titles.
Totally. Yeah. I used to be a slime, but now I don't have a heart.
it's so fucking long.
Wow.
But anyways, Rydberg, realizing that there was nothing he could do for his friend, continued his mad dash to the car with two globs not far behind. Mm-hmm. Now he was able to get into the car, hop inside, slam the door shut before the globulated things started punching out his window. I don't know if they punch. I'm sure they're just bouncing against
just
it.
Just flinging there.
Yeah. But he slammed his fist on the car horn in hopes of getting someone to come help.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, the sound of the car horn seemed to scare off the jelly bags because the two that were outside the car immediately turned and headed back to the ship. And the ones wrapped around Gustafsson released him from their grip and he fell to the ground in just a absolute pile. He just fucking crumbles.
Wow.
Wow.
Deceased?
No, he was just kind of what just happened.
Okay.
as anyone would.
Fortunately, still with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeling a sense of relief and adrenaline, he immediately got to his feet and ran for the car. Looking behind him briefly, he was able to see the disc-shaped craft take off into the sky. The two men, now safely in the car, they sat there in silence, tears streaming down their face. The scent of burnt sausage still lingered in the air. The encounter only lasted 5 minutes, so all this happened within a span of five minutes. But yeah, they kind of like stuck with it forever because they told the story when they were old as fuck.
Yeah, that'll be hard to forget.
But yeah, but no, that's the story of the terrible flying jelly bags. I kind of sped through it because if I took my time, I feel like it would be like a 30-minute long story.
Yeah, you could have milked it. You could have milked it and I would have been, you would have had me.
Yeah.
Had me on the hook because that is fascinating stuff.
There's more to it than that.
What?
To the story.
What is it? What happened?
Don't worry about it. There's like a whole like aftermath, like what they went through and like telling the world about their story and shit like that. Obviously, it didn't go well. Like most.
Did they go on tour?
No, but one of them's like a UFO, or I think they're both dead now because it was in the 50s and they were like already 30.
Right, right.
But no, they one of them was like a UFO researcher, author guy. So he probably went on tour. I don't think they both did, though.
Wow.
Those fellas were crapping jelly for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, dude, it had to have gotten everywhere. I can't imagine that would come out of your clothes.
I can't imagine you could get out of it, honestly, because I'm thinking of like, you ever...
I got a new band. It's called My Sentient Jelly.
Like a Chinese finger trap, you know?
Mm.
Like one of those situations.
Like if, the more you struggle with it, the harder it, yeah.
It's going to get tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you just got to relax. I know the fucking trick.
If I were strong enough, I would have harnessed one. taking it back and made a product out of it.
That's what that show is on the anime.
Oh, really?
He farms the jelly so he does different types where like one of them he can put in clothes and it washes it like laundry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. See, I should just write anime.
One of them he kills like this big boar thing and he has a blood jelly that goes in and sucks up all the blood so he can butcher it easier.
That's a rave hog. We came up with rave hog last week.
Yeah. So I think you have the makings of a good...
Wow. But can you fuck one? Is there one that you can put your dick in?
I'm sure you can put your dick in all of them, I would assume.
Sure.
With consent.
Yeah. It's like a jellyfish, though. I don't think they have like a... You know what I mean? Like, but
jellyfish
yes,
is all brain.
I think you were questioning whether they can consent.
Yeah, I don't...
Right?
Yeah, the thing,
they're telepathic, right? Did we establish that?
I don't think we did.
I just assume anything that's a hovering jelly can speak to me through my brain.
It didn't say anything about them being like... Yeah,
it's safe to assume they can speak to you through your brain.
Yeah, I guess
it's so safe.
Although it did say one of them, like when they were like engulfing one of the guys, he tried to scream, but he wasn't physically able to. And I don't know if that was because like
they were in his head,
probably
went in through his ear like an animorph.
You know? Oh shit!
You know, little animorph guy.
I was just talking about Scholastic book fairs the other day and how much I fucking miss them so much.
Yeah, we talked about them recently too. When we had, what's his name on?
Ryan
Coltrera, about Scholastic book fairs. And then after that, we talked about the Animorph because we looked up Jay Specimen, big porn star.
Okay.
Jay Specimen. We looked
Was
him
he
up.
In the show or something?
No. He's just a big fan.
Of Animorphs?
Of Animorphs. When we looked him up to see what he was up to, he quit doing porn. Now he writes songs about Animorphs.
Oh, yeah.
Animorphs?
Yeah, he's a musician now. He might write songs about Animorphs.
That's pretty baller.
You know, the Hork Bajir Chronicles. And
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Exactly. I commend him.
Dude,
I love his work.
The Andalite Chronicles was hands down one of my favorite book series as a kid.
Yeah.
Outside of Animorphs, the Andalite Chronicles were really good.
Yeah.
Never read them.
Really?
Too poor.
They're like $3 a book.
Nope. Too poor to read.
Wait, didn't you go to, where did you go to? Like elementary school and middle school.
Revere.
Yeah, they probably just didn't even have
They don't have it. Books.
Yeah, well, they do. They do. A lot of them are banned.
Fucking Hork Bajir. No Hork Bajir Chronicles in my fucking school teaching my kids how to live.
Yeah.
Right.
Hork Bajirs aren't real.
We have Busy Bee. All right.
Animorphs are not real.
What the fuck is Busy Bee?
I don't know what that is either. Busy Bee?
Let's just move on.
What's a busy bee?
Are we diving too hard into your past right now?
Yeah, I'm traumatized by Busy Bee.
All right.
Busy Bee was a book.
Yeah.
Okay.
it was a children's book.
I just remember all the, like, the elementary level, like elementary school level books that were adaptations of movies. And halfway through the book, there'd be just like screen grabs.
Yes, the high res glossy pages in the middle.
But they were always like for movies that shouldn't have been for children. Like I remember Stargate was one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm pretty sure.
Congo.
These are violent fucking movies.
I remember Congo had one, which was funny because it's a Michael Crichton book.
Yeah.
And then there was a novelization of the movie version.
And then they made a novelization of that.
Right.
Just a bastardized version of the original source material.
Yeah. No, kids love that shit.
There he
yeah.
is. Busy, the very busy bumblebee. Busy bee.
Okay, that's like a kindergarten book. That we're not talking about, though.
That's what I'm fucking talking
that's
about.
Middle school in Revere.
the Revere school system is actually pretty good.
The library is just all those cardboard books that... Yeah, like 8 pages
with the buttons on the side and make sound effects.
Yeah, or you can stick your fingers through some of them. It's like, here's the caterpillar.
I love that.
I do love those.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't make them like they used to.
Busy bee.
Do you guys want to...
We had the stinky cheese, man.
Fuck.
I remember that. That was good. The artwork in that book was really good.
It was. Awesome. Yeah, that one holds up. That one holds up. I'm waiting for the Netflix adaptation.
Are they doing one?
I don't know. Probably.
They should. They
Neil
should
Patrick have. Harris, the stinky cheese man.
They should have David Lynch do one.
Holy shit, that would rule. Oh, that would be so fucking scary.
I feel like you could take any children's book and turn them into, like, imagine an alternate universe where instead of Tim Burton doing all the children's books and turning them into movies, if it was David Lynch instead. Yeah. Like David Lynch's James and the Giant Peach.
Oh my God. That would be incredible.
Oh, that'd be a fucking nightmare.
Oh, wow. Fucking,
I mean, it is kind of
Fantastic Mr.
Thing,
Fox.
Right?
Oh my God. That would be perfect.
I watched Asteroid City the other night. It made me furious.
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Made me furious.
Oh.
It's too Wes Anderson, you know what I mean? I like most of his shit, but I didn't like that one. I didn't watch the last one either. I've kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
But this one, you know, they have a group in there called like the Junior Stargazers, and I'm just like, fuck you. I just got so mad about that.
Wow.
He's not in it. He's not even in it.
I want to get to the... What?
What? No Owen?
No Owen.
What?
What?
What? That's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I was trying to figure out how to... Because I want to get good at Owen Wilson. I want to learn... Because I fucking love impressions. Love impressions, but I can only do like 3 of them that are like passable, and most of them suck. And I wanted to learn how to do Owen Wilson better, so I watched a coach on the internet.
Okay.
And
like, it was just like a specific Owen Wilson coach, or was his coaching video just for that one time?
He's a impressionist coach.
Okay.
And he does different videos for different people.
I feel like doing impressions is easier. It's just trying to get your voice to match the same tone. Like, you can't change, you can't make your voice too high or too low physically.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. And like, some things I just couldn't. I wouldn't be able to do because my voice is too monotone anyway. But like,
you know,
yeah. But he said the key is to keep your lips tight.
Yeah,
and to talk from up here.
Yeah,
up here and a lot of air. Wow,
a lot of like mouth clicks too.
Wackier than a road lizard.
You gave me one of my favorite. I don't think it was
a road lizard.
I don't think it was a compliment, but
Luke.
You gave me one of my favorite. Well, I took it as a compliment. You said watching me do impressions is a lot like watching a blind man eat spaghetti. Sometimes they're great and it's fine. Other times it's very messy.
I did say that. That was a compliment. It was good. Because I don't know, remember what impression you were trying to do, but it was not landing.
But no. I like bad impressions too.
I don't do it unless it's like, you know. So I trust. I'm like, I got something I'm working on.
Right.
And then eventually it'll be good. Like, my Ventura sucked for a long time, and now I think it's pretty fucking solid.
It's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I realized
it's
I can
just
do...
Just all of them just take practice. You just got to be able to talk to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. I think I talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago, but I accidentally stumbled into a Seth Rogen impression I didn't know I could do.
Oh, you told me that the other day.
Yeah.
Can I hear good. It?
Well, he just showed up at the beginning of that Ninja Turtles movie when I went to see. He's like, hey, welcome to the movie. Thanks for coming. Hey, thanks for coming to the movie. Everything's a fucking question with that guy.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
I didn't know I could do that.
And there's
that
like,
one didn't need work.
The laugh has to be more gravelly, though. I feel like.
Yeah, oh for sure. Now I want to learn how to do that gross one that he does, but I haven't had time. I gotta listen to the. Yeah, like the one where he's like out of breath. You know?
Doing Eddie Murphy.
Me? Yeah, I can only do Eddie Murphy doing impressions of other people. Like I can do Eddie Murphy's Bill Cosby.
No, no, we don't need that. Can you do Eddie Murphy?
No.
Try.
Shrek.
Perfect. That's it. You nailed it. All right. Listen.
I want to do a segment where we do impressions we can't cannot do.
Yeah, we've been fucking around with that idea for a while.
Wow.
Wow.
Christopher Walken. Was that Christopher Walken?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I feel like that's too loud for Christopher Walken.
Wow.
Wow.
Ping pong. Wow. Because he's in Balls of Fury.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah.
You didn't build that. That's Barack Obama. That was... Okay, you ready? I've got a thing for you.
You got an impression? You got to do an impression.
He did.
What'd you do?
He did it perfectly.
No, do another one. Do you got a Borat or something?
No, I don't.
No, everybody's got a Borat.
Just do a Borat for me.
My wife.
There you go. Nailed it. Perfect. I made a mashup. You want to hear it?
Oh, no.
Another mashup. I've been making mashups.
No, I love mashups.
I'm here for it. Wow.
Oh, no.
Little Nine Inch Nails.
Somebody once.
Oh, yeah.
Wild west, desperado, rough rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this, gun in this, brother running this. Buffalo soldier, look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that case when she meet Jim West. Rough necks, reject them on the bottom.
Is this TKY? Yeah.
Get a hold of your side, swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand with my hip react. With Artemis from the start of it, running the game. James West, Damon West, to remember the name. Now who you wanna call? Help me. Now who you gonna call? Help me. If you ever rip with people, one of us, break out before you get bum rushed. When I roll into the wild west, when I stroll into the wild west, when I bounce into the wild west, the score is asking.
Jonathan Davis in there.
And David Draymond, yeah, right.
That's the sound of an upper respiratory infection.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I remember one time, I don't remember what class it was for. I think it was for like my high school guitar class. They wanted us to bring in a song and bring in the lyrics. And I...
You did Green Sleeves.
No, I did fucking... I brought in Twist by Korn.
Twist.
There's no lyrics to that song. It's just...
There is one lyric.
Twist. Twist.
I didn't even listen to Korn at the time. I just thought that was really funny.
Twist. Twist.
Dude, they used to play like legit shows with like legit hardcore bands when they first started out. Like they'd just play like Sick of It All and shit, which is wild. In like 1991.
Twist.
Oh, you just writing new Korn lyrics? Did you say Chino Turner?
I might have, I don't know.
Chino Turner.
Go!
Something takes the part of me.
Twist.
All right, this is
fun.
Rum diddy boo. That's my favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
That's my favorite one. Rum diddy boo. Because it's got this momentum to it.
No, Twist is the one.
The rum diddy boo kind of sounds
it's really hard.
It's like
it sounds like Beavis.
No, it sounds like
they kind of all do.
It sounds like that like Mongolian throat singing almost.
Yeah, it does.
I wish I could do that.
I had this guy.
It's like a digital.
No, that's sleep. You got to.
It's like a human didgeridoo, and it's wild.
Yeah, it is. That's basically what you do. You turn your throat into a didgeridoo and make two tones with it. Yeah. Wow. They play two different notes.
I've been playing. Me and Luke have been playing the dig.
Wow.
We've been fucking around with the dig a little bit.
Luke bought me a new didgeridoo.
You know, maybe you guys work on your own. I'm gonna work on my Luke.
Luke?
My Luke Wilson.
Oh, Luke, you're like a brother to me.
I don't think that's an impression anyone does, but it'd be really funny to just really nail that one.
I do a Luke. All I do is a Luke.
And then I'll just stand in New York's Times Square as a Luke Wilson impersonator.
You've been having a great time being Luke Wilson in Times Square. Did you guys know about this ocean mystery?
What?
There's a new ocean mystery.
The bass?
The what?
The treble bass?
Oh.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the top secret alien base underneath the sea.
Which one, bud? There's like one in every fucking ocean, man.
I'm talking about the main one.
The Nazi one under Antarctica?
I'm talking about the main one.
What main one?
It's in the Mariana Trench, where James Cameron goes.
Sea Lab 2021.
James Cameron did it.
Underneath the...
It's James Cameron that did it.
You tell me a goddamn octopus ain't an alien.
Here it is. Golden orb from sciencealert.com. Golden orb found at the bottom of the ocean mystifies scientists.
Sounds like a legit website.
Yeah. Orb, nom, nom. Science Alert.
Science Alert?
It is.
Is it?
That's what it is. I said sciencealert.com. Title of the article, Golden Orb.
Sciencealert.com also sounds like a fake website.
It's not, I promise.
Okay, sorry, continue.
What?
Hey, you're talking to a guy who goes through a lot of weird fake websites for research.
Oh yeah, no, I know. That's a real problem.
I don't even like websites that much.
So we're talking about 2 miles.
Yeah, people fucking ruin them for me. Just like Halloween.
2 miles under the ocean out up Alaska.
Sorry.
Yes, it's superheroes.
2 miles under the ocean in Alaska.
I'm listening.
Orb. Yeah, gold orb.
Gold orb.
Okay.
The giant made it.
Okay, that's what we're trying to figure out. What could this be? Let me give you some more details,
though. Please.
It was tightly adhered to a rock dotted with white sponges, measuring around 10 centimeters across with a hole in one side.
No, it's a fuck toy.
It is. It's a pocket pussy.
Wow.
It's just an ancient...
It's an ancient golden pocket pussy.
It's in Alaska?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's ancient. So the ancients that crossed over the land bridge once it was still connected to America from Russia to America.
Are you talking about? Are you speaking about Pangaea?
No. There used to be a land bridge there.
Tectonic plate. Yeah. Do you speak of Pangaea?
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, land bridge by Nam Pangaea.
I forgot where I was going with that thought.
I am so fucked up.
Hey, but you look great.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, you look like a ventriloquist dummy come to life.
You know
that's what I'm going for.
Do you know?
Actually, that's perfect.
You know that show Dharma and Greg?
Greg.
You look a lot like Dharma. You look like Dharma to me.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the third time this week that Dharma and Greg has come up.
Huh?
What? I went over to my mom's house and she was watching it.
I've never seen it.
Dharma? I don't know who the actress is, but...
She's a smoke, right?
Smoke. Yeah.
She looks just like Curtis. She's fucking smoke, man. Looks just like Curtis. Yeah, she does. Looks just like him.
Wow.
What a pretty lady.
So about this orb that I like.
Yeah.
So you want to hear more about it?
Yeah. Let's hear about God's good gourd's fleshlight.
It was a ceremonial fleshlight. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wait, let me read you a quote from scientists. All right.
Okay.
Which scientist?
Yeah. I want names.
I got to scroll back up.
Milo Aukerman. I trust him.
Yeah. I mean, I would trust him.
Me too. He wrote that song.
It's just one of the researchers on the live stream from the sea vessel from which they study this orb.
Mm-hmm.
It's a research guy. Don't worry about it. He said, I don't know what to make of that. It's definitely got a big old hole in it. I swear to God.
It's the most unscientific thing I've...
So, something either...
I've never seen nothing like that before. It's got a great big hole in it.
It's definitely got a big old hole in it.
I stared into the hole, saw the face of Dharma. Looks just like my pal Curtis.
In this case, we're talking about Dharma and Egg.
Dharma and Egg,
oh. Right?
Wow.
It's definitely got a big old hole in it, he said. So something either tried to get in or tried to get out.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, something tried to get in or out. So something got into it. I could understand a fish being down there, you know, squirming around looking for food.
Yeah.
But something comes out of it. That's a Cloverfield monster, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure that's how we got a Cloverfield.
Can you Google, has there ever been a mummy at sea?
Google, has there ever been a mummy at sea?
On the website theguardian.com,
they say,
a German sailor found dead on a yacht drifting in the Philippine Sea may have become mummified within weeks of his sudden death on board the vessel.
That doesn't count.
He's on the vessel. No, I'm not.
We talked about this mummy a few weeks ago, and he was insisting that it's not a real mummy.
He's not a real mummy.
No toilet paper.
Yeah, it didn't have the gauze.
Yeah. The gauze. Yeah.
See, I mean, you can get mummified, but I don't want naturally mummified. I want the brain scooped out of the nose, put into one of the jars with the horse head on it.
Right.
All your shit taken out, and then just you're packed with salt and wrapped in toilet paper.
You remove the goo.
Remove goo. Wrap.
Remove goo. Stuff with sawdust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think is what you do.
I think it's salt.
That's because you're old school. You're like Larry King.
Yeah.
You're old school.
My mummy's going to be full of fruity pebbles.
Can we just go back to just how unscientific the phrasing of it's got a big old hole in it?
I don't know what to make of that. I first read it in my mind as I don't know what made that, which was way better, but I don't know what to make of that. Definitely got a big old hole in it. I just hope when we poke it, something doesn't.
No! he doesn't say it when we poke it, does
yeah,
he?
Yeah. I just hope that when we poke it, something doesn't decide to come out. We're going to go with egg because of the texture. It felt fleshy, and it doesn't have an obvious anatomy.
Oh, so it's not made out of gold?
No, it's gold-colored.
Oh.
It has a hole in it that suggests something has come in or gone out, but it doesn't look like any egg I've ever seen.
Is this a Cthulhu?
It could be a Cthulhu.
Is it a Cthulhu?
A Cthuloid.
I reckon it don't look like no egg I ever seen.
Using a robotic arm, the researchers gently nudged the object, determining that it was quite soft before collecting it via suction for further study. You can't just go sucking eggs like that.
You know,
just go sucking every egg you come across in the deep ocean.
This is a false flag. They're gonna use this to reinstate the COVID lockdowns. They're gonna come out with a new strain, release it to the public.
What?
And then Fauci's gonna be like, "Everyone wear masks again. Everyone stay inside."
Dr. 5G, yeah, Fauci.
Go back to sleep, America.
Yeah.
So Fauci's gonna come out and say,
"It's just a new. It's just, you know, this is all just panic porn."
It's,
you know, they're putting it out there to distract us from the real thing and how they're gonna reinstate COVID
and aliens.
They're bringing it back.
Aliens too.
You can't even swim in the ocean without being susceptible to COVID-19 anymore.
Yeah, which I call bullshit.
Bullshit.
What?
Salt disinfects everything.
Right.
What? So this
where do you think the sea in COVID comes from?
This guy says
the sea.
The sea. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That really makes you think.
It really does.
Quote, "If it is an egg, the really interesting question is, whose egg is it?"
Yeah, I would fucking say so, man.
It's quite big. That's not a small fish egg. That's a sizable thing.
How big is it? Do they say?
10 centimeters, I think.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, 10 centimeters, 4 inches.
That's not that big.
But it's a golden thing with a... Ooh, mysterious and shiny.
Is it like runes on it or something?
Ooh,
like
it's shiny.
It's probably Violet Beauregard's litter.
What? So some kind of a candy?
Huh?
Some kind of a candy?
No.
Chocolate?
No, the golden egg. You know the golden eggs?
Yeah, laid golden eggs made of chocolate.
No.
I think so.
She was a bad egg.
Okay.
I like that movie because he incinerates children in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a horror movie. That fucking boat scene, dude.
No, I thought it was a mistake in the Johnny Depp one. That's where I really turned on it, is where the kids came out of the factory. Not fine, but they should have died.
I mean, PTSD, probably, for sure.
Oh, definitely. No, the Oompa Loompas, they can erase your mind.
No, they can't, can they?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, they can.
I hate that. Do you see the fucking trailer for the new one with fucking Timothy Chalamet?
That's why I want to die.
Keeps like in a jar.
That's why. Oh,
that was so disturbing.
Fucking wild.
The little Hugh Grant in the jar.
Yeah. First of all, that's fucked up. You keep a humanoid, like, a sentient being that can talk to you, just in a jar.
I don't want to watch movies anymore after I saw that trailer.
I definitely don't want to see Willy Wonka.
I don't want to watch any movie anymore.
People were excited about it online. Me. I remember people online being excited about it. Like, there is an audience for it. But
I just wonder if, like, Timothy Chalamet, if he's at the point in his career where he just gets offered roles, or if he, like, goes and auditions. Like, did he audition for this movie? He's like, did he read the script and go, "I got to go out for this"?
I think that the production company probably just saw that Timothy Chalamet was out there acting in the world.
And they said, skinny, pale white man and was like, "We got to get him for this
said,
role."
No. The role didn't even exist. They just saw Timothy Chalamet and they were just like, "I guess we got to do a Willy Wonka."
Just like young Willy Wonka.
We got a Willy Wonka in the house. I guess we got to do a Willy Wonka.
He was out on the street wearing a big hat.
Yeah, and fucking Walt Disney or whoever walks by.
He said, "You're beautiful. We must make a Wonka.
We must make a Wonka."
Wonka, Wonka, Wonka.
I didn't even know who he was until Dune. So
Dune fucking ruled. Dune, yeah. I can't wait for Dune 2.
Dune's good.
Dune 2.
Dude, I tried to see Dune 2
with Don Vito.
I tried,
fucking
dude. When fucking Bam Margera was on the run and loose in Philadelphia.
Oh my god!
I was honestly kind of scared.
Like, he was fucking terrifying.
Well, dude, there's been like right now. There's actively a murderer escape from the prison.
Yeah,
in Philly.
That too. Yeah,
but like I'm more scared of Bam coming down my street.
Yeah, and Bam has never killed anybody that we know
yet.
Golden
egg, though. I'm going to say it's a Cthulhu.
Yeah, Cthulhu.
But who put the Cthulhu there?
H.P. Lovecraft.
mummy.
Mummy.
Mummy of H.P. Lovecraft. Probably.
Where does this egg come from? I know what was in the egg.
What?
The Big Bang.
Like, that's where it started from?
Where it started
The whole
from.
Universe is in there.
The Big Bang.
The Big Bang. Damn. Yeah, the whole universe condensed into one little egg.
They gotta study that.
I've seen Men in Black. I think that's how it...
That was a marble. This time it's an egg.
Egg marble.
Egg makes more sense, too. You know, mother, birth.
Yeah, laying egg at the bottom of the deep sea.
My mother laid an egg.
Let me read this one last quote from the researcher.
I don't like this researcher. He's not very scientifically minded.
Oh, you're going to like him after this final quote.
I trust him.
He knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for years.
I don't know.
Isn't the deep sea so delightfully strange?
See, that's what he is, a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
He's got such a curious mind.
Hey, Luke, look what I found, an egg.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's a fucking egg.
Look, you look at a dolphin, you're going to tell me that thing's humanoid?
Yep. Golly. Okay, so golden orb. That's our orb date / egg update. Egg date.
Egg date.
Egg date.
Egg date. I got a truck date. I also got a mump date. And then we also got a segment about Colby. Colby date.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what order do you want to go in? What do you want to do next?
I don't care. I don't fucking care anymore. Who cares?
Truck date. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is from carandriver.com. So you know it's legit.
See, this sounds like a reputable website.
The Car story. And Drive, see my daddy on that website.
Yep,
he's watching the Speed Network.
I only visit it in incognito mode. I don't want any of my friends or family to know that I'm on trucks.
Yep.
The story behind the Ram TRX that escaped.
I'm sorry, what?
The story behind the Ram TRX that escaped from Burning Man.
Didn't like a bunch of people get trapped there?
Yeah, mud, rain. It was bad news for Burning Man attendees, burners, as they're called. In the Black Rock Desert, about 70,000 people stuck in this torrential rain turned the whole desert into a soupy mud mess. It was bad. Bad news. Everybody had to shelter in place.
Turned the desert into my pants.
Harsh in everybody's mellows. Until the Ram TRX 2023 came around and said, not in my country.
Save the day.
It said, hey, I don't got to listen to you. I know my rights. Is what that truck said.
It's seat six.
But you can put more in the bed. You know how much gravel you can fucking roll around with that too?
Oh, I'm sure the torque on it's crazy. I'm sure you probably get at least two tons.
Six wheels in the back, four wheels in the front.
No, it doesn't. Does it really?
Yep. Three exhaust pipes all the way up and down.
Yep.
It's got two ignitions. Shit. Shoot.
I almost just died.
So nobody was even trying to get out, and definitely not with a trailer. But my wife is at home with our baby, and I said, either I have to try to get home or she's going to shoot me.
Oh, for a second there, the way you worded it, I thought they were just both at home. And he's like, I have to be the most upstanding citizen and drive all the way there in my truck to help save people.
Oh, like, no. Like it was like God, no. Trucks didn't do that.
Okay,
no.
I didn't think so.
Trucks wouldn't do that.
Just the way it was worded, it sounded like he was like not finally, my time has come to take my, what was it, the Ford TRX?
No, it's
the Ram TRX.
Ram, Dodge. Oh, yeah, Dodge.
Yeah.
What's TRX stand for?
T-Rex.
Total Request X.
They made Total Request Live now a Sirius XM show.
I think it means Truck Ram X. Simply X.
Or Torque.
Yeah. Oh, Torque Wrench X. It's good marketing.
I make ranch every time I step foot inside that goddamn truck.
We're talking 702 horsepowers.
Is that a lot?
Charging through the muck and the mire.
Wow.
Yep. I'm coming home to my baby tonight.
Yep. First of all, you have a wife and kids, and you left them at home to go to Burning Man.
I had to go. I was selling cigarettes.
Just loose cigarettes. Just had to go.
Yep, that's the way my daddy did it. My daddy did it before him, and my granddaddy did it. The first Burning Man.
That's right.
We've been sending loose and wet cigarettes every year.
Just the most moist cigarettes.
Yep,
Stopped off at the Dover skate park to sell some children some Pyramid cigarettes as well. Buy them by the case. Making $15 a pack.
Another quote from the driver. I had the stairs down because I initially only planned to move the trailer a little bit. But once I got moving, I said, fuck it. I'm getting out of here. Fuck it.
I'm just going to abandon all these people.
He was just for trying to move. And then he's just like, nah, fuck it. This is like a big fucking truck. He could have left with some.
But also, he had a trailer. He could have housed people. He could have helped them. But he's just like,
yeah, that's
nope,
true.
I'm gonna take any shelter. Any.
Yeah, and it's a good size RV. There's video of this happening. And he's going so truck.
I just picture the truck is steady like on the horizon, but the trailer just going.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just fucking.
No trailer left behind.
He's just hitching other trailers to it, but not no people.
You gotta see the.
He just gets a caravan of trailers being pulled by this one truck, but everyone's left behind.
I mean, this is a full size trailer. It's big. It's got two doors.
Oh, that's a big trailer.
Yeah, he's towing it, and it looks like a truck commercial. It really does. It's powerful. It's on the move. It's Ford Truck Month. It's time to get your dick wet. If your prick ain't brown by the time you leave Burning Man, money's on us. Tickets. Tickets, I mean. Tickets are on us. Okay. So that's truck date, I think, for the week.
Really makes you think.
I definitely suggest you go and look at this truck. It's fucked. It gets so dirty. So dirty. So much mud.
Just a true swamp slop.
Yeah, he says at the end here, a Ram TRX is the minimum truck you need to get there. Gets the job done. I think it was a big marketing campaign. I think that...
You think he's like a plant?
Yeah, I think it's a plant by Big Dodge.
Yep.
Did they know the storm was going to happen?
Dodge did it.
Another false flag.
Dodge did the storm.
Gotcha.
Dodge made it storm so that they could show off their big fucking truck.
Because Dodge also helped build the HARP installation in Alaska.
Yep, that's them. Dodge did the hum, too. Dodge did the fucking hum.
The hum, the bloop, the blop.
Yeah.
Dodge is, I don't know if you know this, but they're partially behind SpaceX as well. Ram in space.
I say that's about the minimum truck you're going to need to get to space. At least that amount of truck.
They're going
to
launch a Dodge truck with Crocodile Dundee in the passenger seat into space. Paul Hogan, he's going to be the first Australian man.
The first racist in space.
Is he still alive?
He's not a racist.
Is he not? I thought he was a racist.
I thought he was dead.
He's probably dead, for all I know.
He was from the 80s, so he probably is, maybe.
Yeah.
Australians are like Australia's Boston of the world, you know.
Australia doesn't exist. Did you know about this conspiracy theory?
I did.
Yeah. It don't exist. That shit's fake.
It also doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. That shit's fake.
Yeah, the pilots are all in on it.
They just bring you to South Africa.
That's why I hate conspiracies like this, because the scope of them have to be so fucking big.
South America.
But they did it.
South America is Australia, or is just like what about New Zealand?
South America.
That's not real either.
Australia.
So what about Flight of the Conchords?
Australia, right
below.
They're
from South America.
They're from right below Brazil. Right down there. Let's get back on track.
What?
You guys are fucking out of control.
Okay.
It's funny because I've been the worst one.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I have, Dave. Come on here, argue with me.
Listen, I had a mump date, but I can't open the... Can't open the page because it says I need to disable my ad blocker, and fuck you.
Is a mump? Is that like a Mumford and Sons update?
No, it's a mummy update.
Oh,
fuck.
Where's the P come from?
I think mummy.
Oh, mump, like update, mump date. Got it.
It's just fun to say. It's funner to say that way.
I like mummy update better.
Mump date sounds like you're going to tell me about a guy with the mumps.
It's like you're going to go on a date and instead of an STD, you're going to catch the fucking mumps.
Mommy update.
No sex, just mumps.
A mump date is when you go to get it lanced off.
Yeah.
Is what, yeah.
It's where it's a facility where they suck the vaccination out of you. Make you susceptible to mumps.
Mumps.
That's why the aliens live in the sea. Mumps. You can't catch mumps down there.
No mumps in the ocean.
No.
Okay, so the burial jars of Pharaoh's wet nurse reveal secrets
of
ancient Egyptian mummification.
I thought we already knew.
Jars that had contained innards of wet nursed Senetne had been found over a century ago. Now residue analysis reveals the exotic recipe for elite mummification.
Elite?
And recreates the, quote, scent of eternity.
Ooh.
Oh.
I bet it smells great.
That's violently upsetting.
We're talking about some kind of a king tut. Their wet nurse from 3,450 years ago died and was mummified. This particular heir was famed in ancient Israel from the Battle of Megiddo.
Oh, Megiddo.
Yeah.
Megiddo or Megiddo-na-do?
Megiddo. Let's see. Let's get to the meat. Let's get to the meat here.
Megiddo, Megiddo-na-do.
How to die properly. That's what it says. There we go. Okay. Here's what we were trying to figure out. What's the smell like? What's the mummy smell like? If you get the mummy's jar, what's it smell like?
If I had to guess.
Ooh, the mummy's jar.
Yeah, it's a very specific scent, and it's something that you could easily describe. So I want you to guess. Real good guess.
Is it like super specific, or can I say like I bet it's like herbs and like flowery.
It's more specific than that.
Honey. No, that doesn't really smell, does it? Fuck. Booze.
Cleopatra's fart. Wait, what's the gender of this mummy?
It's a wet nurse. What do you think?
I wasn't listening.
I don't know, honestly. Doesn't
does
say.
It smell like sour milk? Is it, oh my God, is it like her breast milk? Is it just curdled over?
Yeah, it's vanilla.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vanilla? That's what the mummy jar smells like?
The mummy jar full of guts, and they throw some bitumen in there, tar.
Wow.
You know?
Now, is it like real?
Animal
is
fats,
is it like
plant
real
oils?
Vanilla, or is it like the beaver butthole thing?
What?
Yeah, don't they make vanilla flavoring and like smells?
Out of a beaver's asshole?
Like the glands in it, like the anal sacs.
What?
Yeah, that's real, right? Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
I don't think I made this up. It can't. Hold on.
What? I'm just trying to get up in these mummy guts.
Beaver butts emit goo used for vanilla flavoring.
Wow. That's gross.
Yeah.
I wonder which kind.
It's in artificial vanilla extract, like not from like the actual vanilla bean, but yeah, you can beaver butts. Beaver butts.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that this particular wet nurse was very appreciated because she got the mummy treatment she was a woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God we know that.
What do you think a wet nurse is, guys?
I mean, boys can get wet too, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that, yeah, I guess. But
yeah.
I think back then.
You can do better. I can do anything you can do too.
So you're saying that men lactate better than women?
Are you saying all nurses are women?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying most wet nurses are, if not all of them. Yeah.
You try to say all women are nurses. That came out wrong, but it's way better than what I was gonna say.
No, but I'm not wrong. Don't shame me. I'm right. Fuck off.
Look, I watched the Barbie movie. I'm progressive, okay?
It's not a matter of progressive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's very controversial what you're trying to say.
I feel like a baby would have a hard time latching on to a male teat.
What's a wet nurse?
A wet nurse?
I'm known of wet nurses.
God damn it, Justin.
What is it?
This podcast is frustrating.
What is it?
It's a nurse that's covered in water. She do baby.
Yeah.
She do baby.
Yeah.
Old baby, roll baby, Rubber baby. Feed rubber, baby. Rubber baby.
All right. So we got a friend called Colby. He was supposed to be on this show today, but he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And I had this segment planned to, you know, for him too, because.
Did you work hard on it?
No, I didn't work hard on it at all. It was literally all I did was just strip the vocals from one of his band songs.
Oh, hell yeah.
So.
One of, you mean the one?
From his band, one of his band's songs, you know?
His band's one song.
Right. Is it the only one they have out there?
Out, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a good song.
So, Colby, our friend, you know Colby, we call him all the time, or Justin calls him all the time. We called him last week.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, I heard you.
Never called him.
What? So, Colby's in a band called Lantern's Last Light. And a while back, months ago, Nick, the postmaster, he had an idea that we should do a segment where we take vocal tracks from death metal or metalcore bands.
Yeah.
Vocals and try to figure out what they're saying.
This isn't the first time you've done this, though, right? I feel like I've heard this segment before.
Not like this. Not with metal.
I thought you had.
I don't think so.
No.
We've done reverse.
Or hardcore.
We've isolated hardcore lyrics before, yeah. Just for fun, too.
Yeah, the Bury Your Dead one was funny.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, so.
I'm sorry, are we boring you, Justin?
Yeah.
So, we got the vocal track isolated from Lantern's Last Light.
Now, before we start this, I want you to say the name of the song.
Makahiki? Makahiki Kaumaha.
Sure. Right? I have no idea how to pronounce it.
You don't? Oh, okay. Sounds
no,
right.
I don't think anyone does besides Rico, the singer.
That's how it's phonetically spelled out, so.
Yeah, that's what I do all the time, so.
I think I did it right.
I think you nailed it.
I think I did.
I'm pretty proud of you.
Let's see what the fuck this guy's saying. Rico?
I know Rico.
We saw them. I saw him play last week, and.
Yeah, I was there for like a hot minute.
Yeah. They ate.
And then I told
Colby, I said, Colby, you ate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I bought my sixth grade teacher a beer.
What?
Yeah, Mr. J was there.
Mr. J?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was there.
The boom, da, da, na, 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 na. Go!
Ow! Yow! Yow!
Yow.
That's go?
Yow!
Yow.
That's not go.
That's yow.
It's yow.
That's yow.
Yow Ming.
I don't remember that many yows at the beginning of the song.
I just did it a bunch of times.
Oh. I was like, wow, they buried that in the track.
Something coming! Four-legged dad!
Something coming four-legged dad is what I heard there.
I heard pulling it down.
Yeah, I heard something's coming, pulling me down.
Something coming, four-legged dad!
No, now I hear four-legged dad.
Something's coming, four-legged dad.
Yeah. This is like a Cronenberg type thing.
Yeah, it's a body horror.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I fart?
Something about caffeine every time I fart? I heard, hey, Kathy, take in the fart.
I definitely heard fart. Hey, Kathleen's taping my fart. Like, she's like recording it onto like something.
I hear in your veins, I dare not fart.
In your veins, I dare not fart.
Yeah.
Is he saying that to the four-legged dad? Like, is this like a weird concept album that's just like body horror
definitely
and like weird
four-legged dad? Somebody's getting their car.
Oh, so he's warning the four-legged dad about something's coming,
yes.
And then the dad must be like, hurry, fart in my veins. And then he's like, I dare not fart.
I dare not.
I dare not, father, four-legged father.
In your veins, I dare not fart.
Yeah.
It's a new AFI album.
I shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naked Ears in Fucking Town till I beat it out.
Yeah.
Naked Ears in Fucking Town till I beat it out.
Bitter goat? Bitter gout? Bitter gout.
A bit of gout?
I got a bit of gout.
I shit.
Yeah.
Naked Ears in Fucking Town till I beat it out.
In ears broken down in a pit of gout.
Wait, do it again.
Naked Ears in Fucking Town till I beat it out.
I hear bitter gout, and I hear that I shit in ears or into ears.
I hear making shit in the ears.
I hear making ears in. What's it? Do it again.
I shit.
Into ears.
I shit in the ears. In the pit of gout.
Yeah.
Now,
is he still talking to his father at this time, or is this the father responding to him? Like, maybe he's like, they're like, something's coming. The father says that, and he's like, I will not fart in your veins.
Right, of course not.
And then the dad's like, listen, I shit into ears.
Yeah. I hear him, he says, I shit, but I hear him say, making ears in this fucking town. I don't know what the next line is. But it sounds like making ears.
It's a bit of gout. Just a touch. Just a bit of gout.
I shit.
Making ears
in fucking town. I shit in the ears.
I hear into ears.
Into ears. Okay.
Making ears in fucking town to the pit of gout.
I shit into ears in broken towns in a pit of gout.
He goes to old mining towns because he's a fucking he's a horror of a man. So he hides in the caves. And then at night he comes out into the town.
Yeah.
To terrorize them by shitting in their ears in these broken towns.
Oh, wow.
But as he's getting older now.
It's a metaphor.
He's getting older now, right. So he's got just a touch of gout. We're building a world here, guys. All right? That's all.
I think he's got some sort of factory where he manufactures ears. That's what I gathered. He shits. That's just a statement.
I shit.
Just getting it out there.
Make the ears and rock it down to the pit of gout.
Mm.
I hear
he says in a bit of gout. So maybe he misspoke and he meant to say in a fit of gout. So when the gout really rages inside of him.
In a fit of gout.
Yeah, he freaks out and he has to start shitting into people's ears.
It's the only way.
And this is why they're coming for him.
Otherwise,
the four-legged death. Yeah,
if he doesn't shit in someone's ear, he's going to get his toe chopped off.
Rock it down to the pit of gout.
To a pit of gout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy ears and rock it down to the pit of gout.
Into ears in a broken town in a pit of gout. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
Like I showed up for gout? What is it?
Yeah, I had no idea what that was.
I carved my lumpy out.
Like I won't go for you or something.
I'm hearing clearly. I carved my lumpy out.
Clearly? You're hearing that?
Clearly. Listen. I carve my lumpy out. You're not hearing that?
No.
I carve my foot.
I carved my foot for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe I cast my vote for you.
Oh, yeah.
But I do hear I carve my foot for you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Or I heard my car woke up for you.
I carve my foot, though, I think is...
Well, if you have gout, that's...
Yeah, your foot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Makes more sense.
Carve the gout out of your foot.
Again, we're world building here, guys. We're gonna find out what the story is.
It's a metaphor.
So far, hey, dad, or someone's coming.
Right. Four-legged dad.
Yeah. We should write this down next time, what we decide on.
We're recording it, actually.
Yeah, we can transcribe it later,
we should
write
it down so we can make sense of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, like get a whiteboard. So like as you're going,
because I forget details. I'll be honest. I don't remember.
Well, no. So far anything. we got someone's coming. The dad exclaims
right.
to the son.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh fuck, what was the last second part?
See, you forgot to. Just like me.
Anyways, but we know that the dad, my shit. I'm pretty sure is what he said after that.
Right. Right.
But then, the reason why the people after the dad is because he goes to towns shitting in people's ears, broken down towns because of the gout. Oh,
right, right.
Yeah.
And then...
The gout pit.
Yeah, the gout pit.
Pit
and
of
then
gout.
he's like, the son in my head is like, I'm not going to turn you in to these people. And the dad's like, listen, you have to, I carved my foot for you. You have to do this for me.
Wow, yeah. That's deep.
I know.
That's deep.
We're world building.
Wow.
My shit
in here. I think he said.
I shit in there.
Yeah. This is the dad angrily pointing at ears.
My shell.
This is not the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not the first time I felt this way.
I felt this way.
What they say is not how you fuck.
That's not down to fuck.
Oh, I heard we're not down to funk.
You know what they say is not down to fuck.
To fuck?
Yeah,
I hear funk.
What they say is not down to fuck.
I could kind of hear either.
Yeah.
Either one works.
It's basically the same word.
Yeah.
So you get that cup.
T, give that cum. Tell her that cup.
Hey, it's not down to fuck. It's how you get that cup.
Till you give it's not down how, to fuck. Till you give that cup.
Till you get that cup. It's kind of like getting the bag.
It's about being a winner.
Yeah.
It's like getting the bag, but you're getting the cup.
He's still screaming this at his
son. Oh, the cup, like the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The winner's purse.
The gold cup.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup.
Organized sports. I know a lot about that.
Like Mario Kart.
He said, ah! Something like
I don't taste until it's assassinated.
Oh, I heard tase until story time.
Yeah, I don't taste until it's all assassinated.
I don't taste until it's all assassinated.
Yeah, is there clean vocals behind that?
It sounds like it. That's Colby. Imagine if we found a rogue Colby.
a rogue Colby
in the track. I'm hearing a fake word, revasturbated.
Revasturbated?
Yeah.
I hear assassinated clear as day.
Yeah, I heard assassinated too. But also, we are working in a Cronenberg world, so it could be something that has to do with why he's a four-legged daddy.
He got revasturbated.
He's gonna gain his sense.
He's gonna gain his sense of taste back once somebody's assassinated in front of him. Duh.
Oh.
I don't taste. Taste till it's assassinated. Till it's all assassinated.
Okay. For your shit?
For your shit.
For your shit.
To your shit touchscreen phone.
I heard for your shit, dicks and balls.
I heard touchscreen phone. Oh, now I hear dicks and balls because you said it.
For your sick dicks and balls.
For your sick dick and
balls.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. I hear that now.
For your sick dicks and balls.
For your sick dicks and balls. Yeah.
By the fit, just as well. There's the go.
Mexico.
There's the go.
Okay, yeah.
That's where the dad wants to run to because people are after him.
Yeah. He's got to find new ears to shit in.
They're building an alibi right now is what's happening. This is why you should journal, everyone. Journal. Right. Journals are not your deeper inner thoughts. They are technically an alibi.
That's wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you think. Where insects go.
Where insects go. Does he not say Pablo after that, I feel like?
Do it again. Well, I hear wet sicko.
Wet sicko.
That's the mode he's about to go into.
Wet sicko.
Yeah, he's becoming a wet nurse.
Wet sicko.
Pablo.
Pablo?
That was not. Pavlov. Talking about the Russians.
Insect goat Pavlov. I like insect.
This kind of sounds like incest, if I'm being completely honest. Did you just ask, are you wet?
Elbow.
Are you wet?
Why you wet?
Why you wet?
Why you wet? Why you wet?
I hear, are you wet?
Why you wet?
Are you
wet? Were you wet?
Were you wet?
Were you wet?
This is the son now screaming back at the dad. Were you wet?
Were you wet,
like
dad?
Like PCP.
Some decide
the pain is...
The pain is a baby?
There's clean vocals behind there.
Yeah, cut it out because of the backups. But we'll try.
Some decide...
I hear the pain as a baby.
The background vocals really emphasize the baby part
of
that.
Yeah.
From the side,
the pain is a baby.
The pain is a baby. See, so that's the son saying that the pain is a baby. He's the baby in this scenario. That's what it is.
Wow.
Because he's thinking about all the times from his childhood that his dad let him down because he had four legs and it was a Cronenberg nightmare who shit in people's ears.
Wow.
Again, we're world building here, gentlemen.
No, they're world building.
Yeah, credit where credit's due.
That's fair. We didn't write these lyrics.
Right.
Rico did.
Temporary?
Dead for merit badge?
I hear deaf.
Deaf and married?
Deaf and married. Till death do us part.
I hear deaf and merit badge.
Deaf a merit badge.
I hear merit. I don't hear merit badge.
Minotaur.
Deaf a merit badge. Like
I hear
that.
Death for but merit badge.
Okay,
death for merit badge.
Yeah, I hear it.
I bet that's really the lyric.
Deaf merit badge?
Death for merit badge.
Death for merit badge.
I doubt that's the lyric. I can't get over the background. The death is a baby.
That's like a...
Minotaur.
That must suck.
Minotaur. There was a Minotaur.
Minotaur, there was a chin and talk.
Oh, so now this is the son still helping his dad out with his alibis. Like, listen.
Okay,
oh,
so
Minotaur,
there was
a chin up top because he's the man up top.
Listen, there was a Minotaur.
There was a chin up top.
There was a chin on top, yeah.
There was a Minotaur. There was a Chinotaur.
That's.
Minotaur, there was a Chinotaur.
But he says ah, like he's like he's trying to think of it.
There was a Chinotaur.
Chinotaur. That will rise to the top.
There's a Chinotaur that will rise to the top.
Yeah.
A Chinatar. I gotta have the AI build a Chinatar. See what that would look like.
Tried to kill Lois Lane?
A Lois
Lane in the dark?
What? Dude, Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The dad's just like, bro, you can't conflict.
You're crossing the stream.
I kind of hear it was a fine Minotaur. Chinotaur.
It was fine Minotaur.
It was fine. A fine Minotaur.
A Lois Lane Minotaur.
A Lois Lane Minotaur.
Chest to kill.
Yeah.
A chesticle.
So before you take your last step to darkness, take a look around.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
What?
That's an EVP.
Spoken word.
That's... Wow. That's
did we just find a...
stone tape.
No, what were they called? A subliminal message?
Yeah.
Did you accidentally unearth, like...
A back mask.
They're actually brainwashing the children.
What are they saying?
Death is a baby.
So before you take your last step to darkness...
This motherfucker, take your ass down.
Swiftly, you take your last step into darkness.
Before you take your last step to darkness.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I heard this motherfucker. Wait.
Before you take your last.
This motherfucker, take your ass to the darkness. This motherfucker, take your ass to the darkness.
I hear swiftly. It's, maybe
it's the ghost of Bernie Mac.
No, you're right. That's what he's saying.
This motherfucker, you take your last step.
But I also hear this motherfucker.
This motherfucker, take your ass.
Are we not supposed to genuinely guess at any point?
No, you can. But okay. I'm just. I heard this is what I heard first.
Okay.
Was the motherfucker thing?
It's your boy before you take your last step.
It's your boy before you take your ass down.
It's your boy before you take your last step to darkness.
This motherfucker take your ass down regardless.
I hear this motherfucker.
Before you take your ass down to darkness.
This motherfucker take your ass down to darkness.
That's the cops outside.
Yeah.
That's the cops outside with the bullhorn.
Yeah, this motherfucker take your ass down to darkness.
They surrounded him.
Mm.
Take a look around and
realize
what the fuck you really got.
What?
My Uncle Aaron?
Take a look around.
Some of a lemon?
Wait, take a look around. Something I really got.
Before you take your last step to darkness. Take a look around and
realize
what the fuck you really got.
Lemon Rudentine?
Take a look around and it reminds you of what the fuck you really got.
Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got.
The last part is Lemon Rudentine.
Lemon Rudentine.
I don't know what that means, but...
That's a type of tea, I think.
Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got. Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got. Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got.
Yeah, that is... You got it right, I think. That's fucked up.
Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got. The pain is only temporary.
The pain is only temporary, yeah.
Pain is weakness leaving the body.
I thought he said Maine is only temporary.
Take a look around and realize what the fuck you really got. The pain is only temporary.
Maine is only temporary.
What is Maine?
Maine. Yeah, the state
the
of Maine.
Pain is only temporary. The pain is only temporary. Yeah,
right.
Give up or get the front out. Don't give up. Open the front door.
Don't give up. Open the front door.
So it's the son telling his dad not to give up, but and then it's like a musical where like then the cops are like,
open the front door.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, pain is a baby.
This is where act three kicks off.
Yeah. So there's like if you're watching from the stage, there's like the father and son and the cops, and there's just like a wall right there.
Right. Or two spotlights.
And you're seeing them like, don't give up. You know, yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's like a medley.
Yeah, we got it.
Wolf pack.
Yeah, this is the last bit right here. Tetanus.
Well, he's already got the gout, so.
Take a bath?
Get the bed!
Get the bag?
Get the bed!
Get the bag. That's a badge.
Get the badge? The merit badge that they were talking about earlier in the song.
It's a callback.
It's a callback, yep.
Get the badge.
Yeah. You know what he's saying?
I got the badge.
Let them play! Get the badge.
Get the bat is probably what he's saying.
Oh, because they're coming through the door.
All right.
Gotcha.
Well, that was good.
That's the last of it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Deco. You got anything else you want to say? Deco?
Yeah.
You break your arm.
Am I Deco?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Deco?
You look like Rab.
Party boy. Rab.
Rab himself.
I do not look like Rab himself.
You look just like him.
Oh, I'll take it. I'm not going to put up a fight.
Rab.
Do I have anything to say?
No, I was asking him. So then I was going to ask you.
We should make a quiz. Which Viva La Bam character are you?
Me?
Yeah. Which one are you?
Like a BuzzFeed quiz?
Yeah. But with the buzz.
I think they're probably pretty easy to make.
Rake.
No.
Done.
Steve-O. He's not on the Viva La Bam, but.
The Viva La Bam.
The Viva La Bams.
I liked Wild Boys better. I like Wild Boys a lot.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on our podcast this week. I know it was a fat one. Big greasy prick. Big greasy prick.
Rubbing your peckers and so forth.
We appreciate you sticking around and listening. We appreciate you, Dave, for coming.
No, thank you. I was happy
Thanks
to be
for
here.
Having us.
It was nerve-wracking and stressful, but I loved it.
What's Why? Stressful about it?
That's just who I am as a person.
You ever talked to me before? Huh? You
what?
Ever talked to me?
Me?
Huh?
This is the first time we've ever met.
Right.
In person.
Wow. Would you like a glass of champagne?
We're going to watch Dragon Ball Z together now.
What?
All night.
Okay.
Champagne.
All right. Party.
It is Curtis's birthday Eve.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get a couple brewskis in us and Dragon fucking Ball shock Z on them.
Box.
Well, we watched Dragon Ball Z, the live action movie.
Oh my god,
it's so good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, everyone did because it's terrible. It's like M. Night Shyamalan's Last Airbender.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything about it other than I was.
You saw it?
Yes, in the theater, and someone screamed, "Yo, special beam cannon!" That's the only thing I remember.
Cool.
Screamed it out in the theater.
Special beam cannon. So, thanks for joining us. And once again, where do they find you on the internet?
You can listen to Cryptic Cocktail Party on Apple, Spotify. You know how to find podcasts, I'm sure.
I'll put a link in the description.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Cryptic Cocktail, Twitter at Cryptic Cocktail, TikTok Cryptic Cocktail Party.
X?
No X's. Just the at and then Cryptic Cocktail. Because Cryptic Cocktail Party was taken on both of those, and I don't know how.
Cock. It was a porn thing.
Honestly.
Definitely a porn thing. It's Bad Dragons.
It's definitely Bad Dragon. They took that domain name so no one else could, because they're going to come out with their own lines. No,
they're,
I got
they're squatting for it. Yep.
Yeah. But no, that's it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, where do they find us, Jesse Boy?
Coolparents.co.
I know. Patreon.com/coolparents.
Does it cost more money to get the M in there? Or like what's.
Yeah.
It was taken. It would have actually costed more money, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Because somebody was squatting on it. Some squatter.
Some fucking punk.
Some actual parents.
Probably Bad Dragon.
Some fucking...
Oh, shit, dude. Is this another conspiracy we're putting together right now?
Yeah.
Some fucking patent troll.
Yeah.
Patent troll.
So thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. We'll see you next week on another Cool Parents podcast.
Cool Parents Worldwide.
I'm Curtis Charles. That's our Instagram. Yeah, send us messages and shit if you want. I'm Curtis Charles.
Justy Bald?
Sure.
So Justy no. Berg?
Justy
Berg.
What was it?
Oh, I don't...
You don't like that?
No, it was something... I don't remember what it was now.
Justy Tub.
It was Busy B, Justy B. We were talking about... What were we talking about at the beginning? What was the intro?
Yeah, we don't know.
Fuck... Oh, piss?
Piss.
No.
Pol Pot's piss.
Pol Pot's piss.
Justy Pot? Justy Piss?
I like Justy Piss.
Anyway,
Justy Piss.
That's good.
Fuck the world.
Take a bust a piss.
Bust a piss.
Why not?